So, Dan, what do you remember most about the Blitz?
Well, I remember the first Blitz was a small Blitz, smaller Blitz at first. And I remember lying up in bed and I heard all this terrific noise happened. And some planes come over and drop bombs. And I looked out at the shipyards. I lived near the shipyards near Newton Arms Road. And the whole sky was lit up. And I said, I didn't know what it was. I thought some great catastrophe had happened. But we found out, and it was a shorter Blitz. But I remember the bigger one that came afterwards. And it was really frightening. The planes didn't end till about, as a wave of planes passed, you could hear them. But then in the distance, you have a break, and then you hear more coming. This went on to about 5 o'clock in the morning. I remember an ARP warden coming and telling us that Baines's Bakery on the Newton Arms Road had been hit. We lived near the Newton Arms Road. But there were some funny aspects of it. I remember the popular cinema got hit, and I remember seeing a serial that we used to watch every week, Flash Gordon's Trip to Mars. It was Larry Buster Crabbe was the hero, and there was the evil Ming the Merciless that was charged by Charles Middleton. And I was walking past a popular, and I found a strip of this movie lying on the road. And I continued up the Newton Arms Road, and I could see a dentist chair sitting on his own, swinging round in the middle of the road. Now, when the bomb hit the popular, there was a pub across the way which sold rather cheap drink. It sold cheap wine and pansy Guinness. And these people that liked that type of thing, these men, they all went into McCaig's. But when the bomb hit the popular, it blew the top off McCaig's. And there was no roof on it. The top floor was actually carried away. But going past on a double-decker bus later, I seen these men in there drinking. And McCaig's, they were still serving drink. I mean, that was afterwards. And it was just in the open sky, since the top floor had gone completely. And there was no roof on the bottom part. So what happened afterwards, they got the roof fixed. They got a wooden roof and they put felt on it and tar. And the owner thought that he would not be defeated. And he got a sign painted to put some poetry on the shutters of the windows. And going by, I watched all this going on, and the poem went, though we were blitzed by Nazi planes, the roof is on McCaig's again, and though was all he tried to shock, with beers and wines, we're newly stocked. So gather round from near and far, we'll work together and win the war. And on the other shutter, it said, it ain't gonna rain no more, in this cozy bar, our roof is repaired, our stock is renewed, and we are ready for business as usual.